Tater Odd, page 42. We didn't finish the paragraph yet. Okay. Okay, let's start. 12 lines in the end of the first paragraph. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that the union of Yitzchok, Lasid Lavi Yitzchok, is going to be called Avinu, because Yitzchok means a level of enjoyment, pleasure. What's the ultimate pleasure is when Chayshech is transformed into Or. Like he said before, the Moshe of the parrot, that when you try to change something out of the ordinary, that's the Simcha by Hashem. So when Chayshech is made Or, then it's a greater level. And that's what he says, from Chodon becomes Rino. And just like by chametz and matzah, the ches and the hay is what interchangeable, then therefore the same thing happens when chanum becomes rino. So he says, Navine bechinas a tainug gazdeh. This level of tainug. Because now is when we're actually doing it. Now we're transforming evil to good. But when will it be revealed? Lots of love is afka ruach atoma avim in arits. There won't be any more darkness, any more refinement. The way it is now. With ups and downs. Or like it says, it's going to be like there won't be any more plowing. There won't be any more harvesting. And then it will be in a level of yichud of bittul betachlis. They'll be down here, the same level of bittul, commercial amayla ba'elim esayenim. Just like in Atzilis, everything is a lukus. So the same thing, lasad lavi, down here, everything's going to be a lukus. Sha'at o meyayin liyesh. Now Hashem made the world yesh meyayin. But lasad lavi is going to become from the yesh, is going to become ayin, and the level of bittul v'sabch. Okay, this is where we're really up to. Then it'll be revealed this level of Tainug of Yitzchok. And that's the level of Yem HaZayin. That's the level of Shabbos, the 7,000th year era. Yem Shekul Shabbos and Menucha L'chaya Elamim will be the ultimate level of Shabbos, which is Gili Einig HaElyon. Shabbos is the level of Einig. It says, V'karasa L'Shabbos Einig. The Pasuk says, Shabbos is the level, in fact, it's interesting. Yom Tiv is the level of Simcha, V'samachta B'chagecha. By Shabbos, the Pasuk says, we say before Kiddush Shabbos morning, V'karasa L'Shabbos Einig, Shabbos is the level of Tainug. What's the ultimate Shabbos? La'atzad Lavi, the ultimate Shabbos is Einig Elyon Kaneid, as it's known, that where does that Einig? Where does that pleasure come from? Mi'abirudim shalamata b'shital fishnin. In the 6,000 years of work, meaning avedus abirudim, then you come to the level of Shabbos. What?
So when Mashiach comes, does that mean it's not going to be? We're not going to do any of the 39 malachas anymore, or driving, or anything like that?
It depends with which era. The first era, yes. Second era, no. V'zel v'shafti al beis avi. That's the level of Shafti B'Shomo Beis Avi. And Beis Avi is the level of Yitzchok, Shubachinus Chazor of Ashova, Shubachinus Yaakov. That Yaakov is going to go up from the level of Chodon, is going to be the level of Beis Yitzchok. The Shafti B'Shomo Beis Avi, who come to the level of Einig and Tzchik. Shenikra Beis Avi, which is the level of Yitzchok, which is the Tzchik V'Tainig O'Elyin. And this is what Yaakov Avinu is saying, by the way. When this will happen, Hashem will be Hashem Lilakim. And all that, yeah? What does that mean? That now Yaakov Avinu is going into Choron. And he's davening that I should come back, meaning I should be able to elevate all the sparks of Kedusha of Choron to come back to the level of Yitzchok, which is the level of Einig and Rino.
Yitzchok was Gevura. Yaakov was Tiferet.
No.
So Why is Yaakov Shabbat Shalom with Geburas?
No, it means it should come to the ultimate level of Tainug.
He's talking about Tzchoyz.
He's talking about coming back to the level of Tzchoyk Asali Yolakim.
He said, that's why we quoted before. That Lasad Lava, from all the others, we're going to say about Yitzchok Kiyat Avinu. What does it mean?
What's the ultimate purpose of the descent of the worlds? What's the ultimate... By the way, the whole concept is really the life of a Jew. Like we learned, he goes out from the place of Mashbiyan Aisati Tzadik Valtirasha. He comes into the level of Charon. What's the ultimate purpose? The Dafkin Charon, do you go back to the level of Yitzchok, back to the level of Tzchaik, all the Birurim in the Aveda of the world, which is called Charon, and then you elevate it back. And he says, V'zeh v'shafti b'sholim, ki b'cheinis einig anal, this level of einig, of pleasure. She is galal also, which will be revealed when Mashiach comes, is dafka yibayit v'chinis halos v'am shachis, is only by elevating and bringing down, meaning davedus abirudim lamato in a way of iskafi v'sapcha, and that's called the level of shalom. V'shafti b'shalom obeisavi, because this aveda of elevating world to kedusha is called shalom. Why is it called shalom? Li'eski shalom u'machabesh shnei hafochim. What's the concept of peace? If nobody's fighting, if there's no opposites, there's no peace. Peace is when there's opposites, enemies, and then you make peace. That Hashem makes peace on high, meaning, and there's a fight up there between Chesed and Gevurah, between Eish and Mayim, right? They can't coexist. What does Hashem do? He makes peace between two opposites. He makes it, but the Pasuk says there's two levels of Sholem. What does Yaakov Avinu say? V'shafti b'sholem beis sholem. There's two levels of sholem. What's the two levels of sholem? We say, it's a pasuk, but we say it in V'yitin L'cha. Sholem, sholem, l'rochek u'l'korev. There's sholem, sholem, to the close and to the far. I mean, to the far and to the close. Haino beis b'chinas sholem. There's two levels of sholem, because what's sholem? Connecting two opposites. Maila and Mata, high and low, are opposites. But you can connect it in a way of high coming to low, and you can connect it by low going up to high. So there's two distinct types of Sholem. Sholem mi Mata le Maila, that's the level of L'Rochek Shanasek Kodiv. Like the Mepharshim say, Sholem L'Rochek U'L'Kodiv means the Rochek, the far one, becomes clothed, which is halom imata lemaila, that's lower, elevating from lower to higher. And then there's a level of shalom umaila lemata, the level of shalom from higher to lower, that yirid is from shochus alukus lemata, bebchinas teira mitzvahs, like he explained before, vayitzik shemen. So there's a level of elevating world to alukus, and then there's the level of revealing alukus down to the world. So you're connecting two things. But it could be done in a way Mumaila Lamata or Mumata Lamaila. Vaidei Beis Bechina Shalom Anal, which are the level of Ishabcha Mechashechel and Heira, that you transform darkness to light. Shleye Bechina's Alm and the Prude, that there shouldn't be, what's Ishabcha? That evil becomes Kedusha, meaning there's no more worlds of separation, of Pirud. Rak Bechina's Yichud Abitl, the way it is in Atzilus and the higher worlds of Atzilus. Meaning over there, there's mamish, the level of Kedusha. And that's what happens here also, the level of Kedusha. Then, Oshuv al Beis Avi, then will come Veshafti Bisholim. Through the Beis Sholem, the two levels of peace, will come to Beis Avi. She is Galim and Mele B'chinis Einu Go'elyin. Will be revealed the level of Einig from above, which is Ein Sof Mamish L'Maila Mail Mishtaushu Sa'ilimis B'Madregas Rabbis Mailo Mata Cheshach Word. He'll have all the revelation of all these great levels of Kedusha. But he says, Mashenkein
Legabi atzmusim husi yisbarach. Okay? Meaning like this. In the Lamaila, there's different levels. There's higher, there's lower, there's or, there's chayshach, there's a lot of different things. But in the essence of Hashem, there's no katim v'gadol shavim mamish. There's no difference between good and bad. There's no difference between infinite and finite. There's no difference between limited and unlimited. There's no difference between atzilus and asiya. Then it's tikha sheikh keira mamish. Then he says, voya vayali lilikim. Then he adds another dimension to it. V'shafti b'sholom o b'sovi. When he comes to that level, that the base sholom, both levels of sholom, he reaches the essence of Hashem, and then Havaya becomes Elokim. Like this, Havaya is one level, Elokim is another level. But when he goes back b'sholom o b'sovi, he reaches that essence of Hashem that makes peace, because in order to make peace between finite and infinite, so to speak, you need to be above both. The essence of Hashem. Because the essence of Hashem is not finite and infinite, it can make peace between finite and infinite. Because he's not chesed, he's not gevura, he can make peace between Michal and Gavriel. Or between Ness and Teva. Or because he says, then will be. What does it mean? That Havaya will be Elokim. Right, the Pasuk says in Tehillim that they're like the sun and the shield is the two names of Vayolikim, Shekmei Shamogin Unartik LaShemesh. Just like the shield around the sun is the protective level of the sun. Umechaste Umaster Aler HaShemesh and blocks the rays. It limits the rays of the sun. You couldn't handle it like by Avram Avinu Vayero, right? Hashem took the sun out of the shield. It was too hot. The same way, just like Mogain blocks the sun, Elokim blocks Havaya, or Mechaz, their master, Olav, and covers and conceals it, Lias Nivron, Bali Gvul Nivron, Mifnei Atzma. Because if Havaya is revealed, there's only Bittel. Right? Then there's no worlds of Nifrodim, there's no worlds of separation from Hashem.
Shalom. One shalom.
It's just the essence. No, shalom is the way Elokus. What's shalom? Connecting two opposites. You can connect two opposites by higher coming down, and by lower going up. These are two distinct levels: Mamata Lamaila and Mamaila Lamata. So Yaakov Avinu is asking for both levels of shalom, because then Havaya and Elokim, which are normally separate, because Elokim is the concealment of Havaya. Mashenkin Havaya, who b'chinas hamshachas er Havaya lamata. Havaya is the revelation of Elokus. So normally the two opposites. But he says, and he calls it, that is that the two opposites is only hishtalshalis ma'ilomata cheshchvar. In the realm of worlds, then there's higher and lower, and there's or and cheshach, and there's gvul and bligvul. But when the essence of Hashem will be revealed, then there's no difference between Havaya and Elokim, between Or and Chayshah, between nature and not nature, Gvul and Bligvul. It's much greater than the level of, it's like the level of Atar, Neichi, the essence. But as I then, Masha'at or Bechinas Shem Havaya, now which is the revelation of Elokus, will be only a concealment compared to the level of Einig Elyon. Meaning when Mashiach comes, the greatest revelation compared to the revelation of the essence will be like Elokim, a concealment. And then he says, Azai, Ho'evin Azayisheshe Samti Matseva, Kenal, Yia Beis Elokim. What did he say? The Evan. So he asked the question, beginning of the mind, what's the connection between Evan and Beis Elokim? He says, she abayis v'kibul, v'klei, I mean, v'keli, l'b'chinus Elokim, the la'asid, which is only the level of Havaya now. And it says, then Evan is this, she's hamti matseva, yia Beis Elokim, v'chol asher titen li yiloshin asid, Anu call Aliyashia La Osir. Hakul Asrano Asrano Loch and the level of Maisa Kanaid. So basically, what's Yaakov Avinu saying over here? It's not making conditions with Hashem, like the simple meaning. If you're good to me, I'll be good to you. You know, that's what it sounds like. If Hashem will give me this and that, and if Hashavti b'shalom b'yisavi, then v'ya Hashem li
l'akim.
He's making a deal. Let's make a deal. That's not what he's saying. What Yaakov Avinu is saying, David of going down to Chodon, yeah, it's David is Habirurim, to connect two opposites, and through by connecting two opposites, by making something chidush, by making a new concept of taking yesh into ayin, that ayin is ayin is no big deal. It's bittul is bittul. But the avoid of making the yesh into the ayin, that chidush creates the level v'hoya Hashem lila v'shafti b'sholom abeitzovi, and I'll be able to be successful with the two levels of sholem. To come back a base of it to create the level of tzchaik, then vahoya not then okay then you'll be my God. Then the level of avaya and alukim will be the same thing. That what's now the level of avaya compared to the level of alukus that will be revealed la'asid lavay, it's only going to be like alukim. It's going to be like concealment.
So what does it mean that the rocks are alukim?
No, he brought down that. Even the matseva, which is daimim, will be a keli talukus, because when the essence of Hashem is revealed, there's no difference between daimim and tamei chayim and David. It's all the same thing. It's all nothing.
So it's going to be the level of havaya right now?
No, it's going to be the level higher than havaya, he says. That havaya and olakim, that level of course will be so revealed that havaya and olakim are the same thing. Okay, kitzen. In a Yaakov Himshecha Yud, Yaakov Avinu bring down the Yud in the level of Chochmila all the way down the Pchinas Hakvayim into the level of heels. V'zel Hinyan Yitzias Yaakov Mershava, which is Yisayt Aleph, the Pchinas Choron, from the level of Elokim, right from Beersheva, from the highest levels of Elokus, all the way down to Choron. Kedei lahalis biruri nega, to elevate the sparks of nega that he's elevating in the base loven, right? The properties and the family and all things. Haynu mashalokalokach mi avni amokim. He takes avonim of the mokim, which is the level of ace, he's dvar Hashem. Hamlu boshim b'deimim tzmeichai medaber. Hamokim literally means the place. But Hashem is also called hamokim. Right? Umukim shalel v'noel umukim. So what does it mean? He takes me avni hamokim. Avonim, remember we said, are aseus, right? The words, the letters. He takes avonim, meaning the power of Hashem that's creating the world, in diversity, avne plural. V'osmim evan achas. And he makes it into one rock, into one stone. He makes diversity into achtus, and that's the level of yud v'yosim rashesim. He put it around his head, meaning he elevated to a level even higher than the head. And then he said, "Vayosim esa matzeva." He made it into a matzeva, into a monument, which is the level of vav. Shenim shchmei hayud, that from the level of yud, which is on top of the vav, right? The vav he said on top is the yud. It comes all the way down, and that's the level of araisim chochma nafkes. Teira that comes from the level of chochma, and he brings it down into the level of Akev. V'inyin arayis m'chochma nafke v'yitzik ala shaman. Li'es ma'ma lahalim b'yim v'yir, avkam b'yim v'yir, with the same level of bittul. And then the base, in the second base, the Aisi says, v'yidei zeh v'shafti v'sholom o'beis avi. To that he comes back with peace to beis avi, the level of Yitzchok. Ki ato v'inu, what's the level of Yitzchok? To the level of enjoyment and pleasure that will be revealed. From these refining of the world. In other words, by refining the level of Choron, right, then you come back to the level of Tzchek, the pleasure of Yitzchok Avinu. Through breaking evil and transforming evil, nizbar and b'chinas chadon. from the level of Chorin becomes the Nepach HaChes Lehei. The Ches becomes Hei, meaning Rino. In the level of Tainuk. V'alderech Zeh Ben Yitzim Mitzrayim Meitzer HaGorin. Right? Nicha Gronim, my throat is parched. V'yemaru Chayei Aviseinu. This he didn't say in the Pnim, but it is bittering the life of our forefathers. Ukshanasi Yitzias Mitzrayim, it became the level of Matzah. Masha'enkin Chometz, on the other hand, Chometz with the Ches is no good. Like the Hefesh bin Chorlon and Arena. The Choron, the Ches, is the level of evil, and then the Rina, the Hey, like Chometz, becomes Matzah. That's the Aveda, to make Chometz into Matzah. So you make Choron into Rina, you make the Ches into a Hey. No, he brings down the level of Be'er Sheva. You say it, Ema, he brings down what, the level of Bina to the level of Choron. I mean, the highest levels of Kedusha. Yud Akev. No, he brings down from the Yud into the Akev.
Okay.
He goes from Be'er Sheva into Choron. What's the purpose of bringing Elukos down? In order to elevate the sparks. Then what do you do when you elevate the sparks? You create a greater thing because you transform darkness into evil, into light. Yeah? So that's the ultimate kavan of Avedus HaBirurim. And Gilu Einig Zeh, how do you get the level of this Einig, which is the essence of Hashem, which is higher than everything together? That's through the Beis Bechina Shalom. L'arocha kolokarev, to close and near and far. V'ashem havaya yirak bechinas elukim legabi Giliyahu. And that's what Yaakov Avinu is saying. V'hoya havaya lila elukim, that this level of Havaya now, La'asid Lavi, is only going to be like the level of Elohim. It's going to be like a concealment. Because compared to the revelation, that's why Chassidus explains, why La'asid Lavi, it says, all the Yom Tevim are going to become Batal except Chanukah and Purim. What do you mean Batal? Teir Leitu Mechlefes. Teir is eternal. It's still going to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. What does it mean? Kol Amedus, Lotzilav, Kol Amedus, Kulim Betelus. So Chassidus explains, it doesn't mean Pesach won't be. What's unique about Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos now? What's a Yom Tov? A greater revelation of Elokus. That's the definition of what a Yom Tov is, right? A greater revelation of Elokus. But Lotzilav, the revelation of Elokus that will be revealed is so great that the revelations of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos will be like non-existent, like a candle in sunlight. It's going to be like a candle in sunlight. It doesn't do anything. Now, when there's darkness, or the Gilui, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, you feel the Or. But Lost in Love is going to be such a great level of Or that the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos will be Betelos. Doesn't mean non-existent. It means the Kedusha, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos will be bottled. Chanukah and Purim is so great, even that will still stay. V'gil einig zeh, aydei beis bechinas shalom racha kolokodiv. And then Shem Havayu will be only bechinas alukim compared to that gilui. Lefiko, therefore, heaven azeis, which is the level of Malchus, hamekabelas Shem Havayu, that normally Malchus gets the revelation from Havayu, yeh beis alukim, v'gam yeh shleimat. We're going to say the Yitzchok Yatovinu, like Tzchei. And therefore he says that even the level of Yitzchok, which is Elokim, will also have that Gilui. Because lots of love, everything's going to be equal.
Why doesn't he say Elokim is going to become the level of Havaya?
No. No, yeah, because it will be such a great revelation. What's now Havaya will be nothing compared to what the revelation is. It's going to be like a concealment.
Now Havaya
is revelation, but Lossad Lavi, the revelation of Lossad Lavi higher than Havaya, so Havaya is going to be like a concealment.
So Elohim is not going to exist.
Correct. Well, it exists, but then in a different level. But everything then will be elevated to a completely different level. So it's all... No, I'm not going to go into the beard. Okay, then the beard is, oh, yeah, Vaili Lakim. Vaevin is a Zisha Samti Matseva. Yeah, Basil Lakim. He says, Hovin Inyan Tfilu Bakosha Zu. What did he daven? That Hashem will be a Lakim. To understand what this means, Shavai Bechinus Lakim, Vaevin Yeah Bechinus Basil Lakim. Okay? He says, "Uchdei love and to need to understand what's Yaakov Avinu saying. This Evan is going to be a base Elokim, which is a very lofty level. No, he's saying now Evan as Eshes Samti Matzei Yia base Elokim, right? He's not lost love yet. Uchdei love and Echtia Evan Madrega Deo Kolkach Liesmoch in the Mishkan Hashor Shchina Kedusha Yena. That is going to be Shchol Shem Shemayim Alo Evan, and it's going to be called Beis Elokim. How can an Evan, inanimate, the lowest of the low, become a Beis Elokim? She says, Inei Tzorach Lohov, and Inyena Parsha Kulo. We need to understand Bechlal, the whole Parsha. Ve'yetze Yaakov, and he goes in Alba, Shava, what does all this stuff mean? She says, well, Inyen, the Inyen is like this. Says Tzavi Yeshuas Yaakov, Chinas Yaakov, Nikra Yeshuas. Yaakov is called salvation. Obir Milas Yeshuas. And to explain what it means, the level of Tzavi Yeshuas Yaakov, what does Yeshuas mean? In Esher Shateva, the root of the word Yeshua is Shin Ayin, 370. The Shad Asius, and the rest are added on to the. In other words, the root of the word is, of Yeshua is Shin Ayin. Shaidei Bechinas Yaakov, what it means is through the level of Yaakov. Mizgal and Shin Ayin, the 370 revelations from above will be revealed. That's number one. And number two is Shin Ayin, comes the word Vayish Hashem al Hevel. Hashem turned to Hevel, meaning Shulosh and Afana, which is an expression of turning. It means not only that, he says like this. Tzave Yeshua is Yaakov means Yaakov Avinu revealed the Shin Ayin Nehedim. And then he says even more. Tzave Yeshua is Yaakov, all the turnings of Elokus from above go through Yaakov. Tzave Yeshua is Yaakov, Shakol Pinas Am Shachas El Yainas. And what's the Nahedin Vam Shachas Halalu? What is that Aveda? Haino Gili Ha'eretz Vam Shachas Me'eretz of Atzmi. That the revelations from Hashem, which like the meaning of a name means Ein Sof, Vein Nebeged that Almin Klal, which is not at all in the realm of world. Vakula Kamekulei Mamish Choshev. And everything compared to Hashem is nothing. V'las machshava t'visa be no mind grasp us Hashem. And that level he reveals into the world. Okay, to be continued.
Are they all extras? They're not important?
No, the root of the word.